Okay, the Rebbe's Maimer, Tavshim Membeis, and these booklets, page Chav Tes Eis Hei. Okay, last thing that the Rebbe was explaining, that the Friedrich Rebbe and the Maimer explains, in order to understand what does it mean, Lamaila, Maila Adin Ketz, that this, the ray is so infinite, it's all the way up. He says, first we need to understand all the way down. And what does it mean it's all the way down? And he says that the revelation itself, it's not Od Ein Sof, revelation of Ein Sof. It means Od Ein Sof, that the revelation itself is Ein Sof. And because it's Ein Sof, there isn't a place that it doesn't go. Even in the finite places. The question is, how can the infinite be in the finite places? That's only from the perspective of the finite. But as far as the infinite revelation of Elokus, it goes all the way down. And Dafka, he says, Dafka down here, by doing Torah Mitzvahs, not only do you reach Od Ein Sof, but you reach the essence of Hashem, like we learned yesterday. Okay. So he says, Yesh Lekash, Zer Maimere, Dosh Mevi Nesida Reinu Bali Lula. From the Alter Rebbe, Apostle Mika, Hashem Elokeinu, Bechok Reinu Elo. Who is like Hashem, our God, and all those that call to Him. It says, when we call to Him. And the Pardes says, it means, we call out to Hashem and not His attributes. In other words, when a person davens, he's davening to Hashem, not to Chesed and Gur and to Feres. My father is a Pardes. And the Pardes explains, She'elov, what does it mean to him? Koli ala erdes ha-mislab shim bekelim. He's going to say now three interpretations of this. It says in the Sifri that the Pardes quotes, that we daven to Hashem and not to his midas. So the Pardes says, what does it mean to him? What are we talking about? To the Or that's in the kelim. In other words, we're not davening to the kelim of Atzilus, we're davening to the Or of Atzilus. And the Baal Shem Tov says it means no. Elav means the lukus of the kelim, not the Or that's in the keli. The Or and the keli. Pirush HaPoshet, like the Alter Rebbe explained, is she'elav koyal atzmus. Elav goes to and the essence of Hashem, which means as follows. Let me explain this a little bit. In the mashal of Or and neshama in body, yeah, neshama is in the body is alive. Neshama leaves the body is dead, but it doesn't automatically disappear. In other words, if the life of the body will be completely dependent, like the power of Hashem in the world, the second it leaves, it's not there anymore. Yet we find that when the neshama leaves the body, if the whole body is dependent on the neshama, it should immediately disappear. It takes time for that to happen in the ground. So Chassidus explains that the body has its own power of Hashem. And therefore, the body there's an existence called the body. And that body needs to have its own revelation to keep it existing. If not, again, if it would only depend on the neshama, it would disappear. So therefore, we must say that the body has its own chayz. Yeah, it's dependent on the neshama. Therefore, within time, the body disintegrates. Itaka disappears because it is still connected to the neshama, but it has its own powers. When you have the erdis in kelim and atzilis, you have the erda chesed, B'klei HaChesed, Or HaGvur, B'klei HaGvura, the Or of Chesed in the vessel of Chesed. That means there's an Or, but the Keli also has its own life in it. So he says, the Pardes says, Elov Eloi L'midesa means to the Or that's in the Keli, not the Or of the Keli, the Or that's in the Keli. The Baal Shem Tov said it means the Or of the Keli. And the Alter Rebbe says, Elov means to the essence of Hashem. Atmos to the essence of Hashem, meaning Zel b'chol koreinu elav. This is what the pasuk says when we call to Him. That according to Alter Rebbe, it means not only when a Jew daven, every single Jew, every kol echad means every single Jew, no matter who the Jew is. There's davening. Not only to the Or that's in the keli, and not to the Or that's the way they are by themselves. Like the Rebbe just explained, down here, the mata ending tachlis, he says, not only do we have the or down here, but down here, dafka down here in the body, in nefesh habamis, all that, then we connect by mitzvahs, we connect to atzmus, to the essence of Hashem. And he says, this is also connected to the Baal Shem Tov. What did the Baal Shem Tov said? Shakarish Baruch Hu kama tzimtzumim. That a kama ilum is that the Baal Shem Tov said like this. Hashem made many tzimtzum, many contractions, concealments, whichever way. Kedei shi'ala adam ha'idei avidosai achtus mei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Why did Hashem, the Baal Shem Tov said, make all these limitations? Why is Asiya lower than Yitzira, lower than Bria? Why did Hashem do that? Because then a person down here can connect with the essence of Hashem. If there would be only Elokus, infinite state, the person won't be able to deal with it. Right?
Blow
him out. It will become infinite. Hashem wants a human being, physical human being, limited human being, in a limited physical body in Yetzer Hara, to connect Hashem. So what did Hashem need to do? He doesn't need to do anything. What he did was, he lowered himself down, into this world, where really the essence of Hashem is here, but it doesn't look like it. It comes down in a limited form. Then a person in a limited form can connect down here to the essence of Hashem. And that's what he's saying before. Down here, earning to lamata mata adin tachlis. Why does it come down all the way in a form of tzimtzum and all that? Because the Jews should connect him, the Baal Shem Tov said.
What does it mean by you say essence of Hashem, and also according to the Baal Shem Tov, the Kalim, a certain level of Kalim?
Right.
Because, I mean, how do we pray to Hashem?
I'll ask you a very simple question. Like Tzemach Tzedek says, that person Sadim is called Dazad Tinek, Adam like a baby. When you daven to Hashem, who are you talking to? Chesed of Atzilus? Or are you talking to Hashem?
Hashem.
When a kid davens, he knows Chesed of Atzilus, he knows Atzilus, B'ri Yitzir, Asiyah, he knows Tzimtum. Who does he daven to? Who does he daven to? That's it. Which Hashem are we talking about? He's not talking to the way Hashem is in Atzilus, or B'riya, or an Ak, or Lifnei Atzilus. He's davening to Hashem. And that's the way we daven.
Is it because we don't know?
No, because bottom line, who do you daven to?
No, but like when you say, remember you told me about the Shlach, I'm not sure about the key.
There is a concept of, because we don't know how to be mechav in the midas. But bottom line is, when a b'chol kareinu elav, the Alter Rebbe says, it means we daven to the essence of Hashem. That's it. No monkey business. We don't know Atzilus, we don't know Bria, we don't know Yah. We know one thing, daven to Hashem. There's a story with the Baal Shem Tov. There's this family that needed a bracha for children. And she wanted to go to the Baal Shem Tov. He didn't want to go. He was anti-Baal Shem Tov. Anyway, so it was a whole fight between them. Finally, they made up. He finally agreed against his will. You know, she dragged him there. Okay, to go to the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov said to them, I forgot whether it was a bracha, it doesn't matter. The Baal Shem Tov said to them, you want a bracha? Going to cost you 100 ruble. He said, what? Nobody ever told me it's going to cost me money. Nobody ever said this. He starts screaming at the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov said, my friend, take it or leave it. So he got so angry, he said to his wife, let's get out of here. I don't need this guy. We're going to demonstrate to Hashem. The Baal Shem Tov said, that's what I wanted to hear. He gave him a brach on the head, whatever it was, children, whatever it was. When you daven straight to Hashem and you mean Hashem, you know, that's what it's all about.
Daven like a simple Jew.
Like a baby. Yeah. A baby davens. Who are you davening to? Hashem. What Hashem? What? To Hashem. What do you mean? Hashem. That's for people that know what they're doing.
No, there's the one
who
have the keys.
It's foggy. Why is this foggy?
Stop.
No, it's foggy.
Foggy?
The picture is foggy.
Oh.
Wipe it.
Maybe the lens needs to be
clean. No, it's
confused. heater.
12 in the heater.
That's wrong.
No, the other one.
That's not important. It's foggy. Who cares?
Okay.
Show your face.
Same thing.
Show your face.
No, no, no. You just lost 3,000 people on this. Okay. She said, shh, get out of here. I know. Shaidei or Aveda, what it means is through the level of Aveda, Nasas Achdus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sha'asa Kamet Tzimtzumim. Which is Hashem made many tzimtzum shezav b'chinas or atma shelamayim mikol b'chinas, the essence of Hashem which is higher than all levels shebehem ein shayach shebehem shayach leimet, which is above the level or to say yes he is he isn't it's above anything, it's above even tzimtzum. And he says v'chein mochagam miteres rav amagid v'tchilos shnei yisvarev av l'kut amarim and eretarev the magid. We said, remember that Rebbe quotes all the rabbeim in the maimarim. Shashem yisbarech tzimtzim kaviyoch. That the magid says, besides the Baal Shem, that the magid also said, that Hashem limits kaviyoch as behirosei his shining. Kedim yin av ametzamsim esichle. Like a father who limits his seichel. When a father wants to play with his little kid, yeah, he'll talk to him on the kid's level, right? He's leaving all of his seichel, so to speak, to play with the kid, to have a relationship with the kid. And he says even more, the father plays with his little kid. Now, l'chayra, think about it. It's a big degradation for the father to talk like a two-year-old and to act like a two-year-old. Yeah. Why does he do that? Because he enjoys playing with the kid. He enjoys playing with the kid. It's his toy. Which is, by the way, above seichel. Because if it would be below seichel, why would you do it? Why would you lower yourself to that? So it's not below seichel. It's really above seichel. Meaning, the father wants to have a relationship with the kid. So he'll lower himself. So the Maggid says the same thing, that Hashem lowers himself in the whole concept of Tzimtzum to have a connection to Yidden, not only an intellectual connection to the Yidden, but a playing connection with the Yidden. We learned many times in the Maimonim, there's different levels of Torah. There's Torah Chochmas Yishallah Kadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is called the wisdom of Hashem. And it's also called Shashuya Melech Batzmusay. God's toy. Now what does that mean? Torah is wisdom and God's toy. A toy represents enjoyment, pleasure, which is higher than seichel. There's a level in Torah which is seichel, which is logic. Then there's a level in Torah which is even higher, which is the level of Torah and the essence of Hashem, that Hashem is playing with it, so to speak. There's a level of tainug, meaning that's even a closer relationship with Hashem, that aspect of Torah, than there is with the intellect of Torah. It's a much higher level. Intellect of Torah is an Atzilus. Chochmah of Atzilus is Torah. This is even higher. It's titled that level of essence. So the same thing as the Maggid says. Hashem plays, so to speak, Kaviyachu with us, and he has to lower himself down to this level to do it with us. How he move and be pashtus. So it's understood simply. This level of alokus is the essence of Hashem, which is above all revelations. So why would he do that? He's degrading himself. He says, because this is the ava atmos, the essential love of the father to the child. And he says, why is it down here? He's giving a mashal down here of a father playing with his child to the mile. He says, why is the love of a child down here an essential love? Because that's the way it is by Hashem. Hashem loves us with an essential love. So he says, the reason, sha'ava sa'av leben, hi'ava atmis, is an essential love. So it is lemaila. So this is what the Rebbe is explaining. Bottom line, the purpose of Elokus coming all the way down, is for us to connect to the essence of Hashem. Just like a father lowers himself to the level of the kid. There's an interesting medrash. The medrash tells a story that a guy once had in his will, whatever, that his father left over, that he wants him to be crazy with the kids. He didn't know what that meant. So he comes to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the leader of the Jewish people, to ask him what it meant. He looks in the window. He sees Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, this is what I think the Medrash says. He sees Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi on the floor with his kids jumping on top of him. He was embarrassed for Rabbi, for him, that Rabbi should see him seeing him like this. So he went away. Later, he saw the game was over. So he knocks on the door. Rabbi opens up. He says, "Can you explain to me what that means?" So Rabbi says to him, "You should have been here a few minutes ago. When I was on the floor making myself crazy." He's talking about Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. He was making himself crazy with the kids. That is, it's a mila. It's a mila. It shows the real love of the parent, which is above seichel, an essential bond between the parent and the child. Because if the parent would not degrade themselves for the child, that shows that they don't have an essential love. Because that, then you're dealing with seichel, my existence, my ego. You know, I can't lower myself to get on the ground and play with the kids. You know what I mean? But that is a limited level of love. And that's what he's saying. When a Jew davens to Hashem, he davens Elif to the essence of Hashem.
What happens when the kid grows up? How is he davening to Hashem?
Then you hopefully jump on their... jump on top of them. This is what the Tzemach Tzedek says in Derech Mitzach. In the midst of Sheish Mitzah Tefillah, in the level of love of Mili B'Shemayim, who is like me in the heaven, and with you I don't want. And he knows, like you said, the Tzemach Tzedek brings down over there. This is what was known that the Alter Rebbe would say in the middle of davening. Ich will so gar nicht, I don't want anything, ich will nicht, dein Gan Eden, ich will nicht, dein Elam haben. Ich will mir nicht, dass dich allein. So the Tzemach Tzedek says in Shosh Mitzvah Tefillah, that's the first source of this, I think, by the way. That the Tzemach Tzedek says that the Alter Rebbe used to say, and the Rebbe said, he didn't say once in a while, it was often, the Alter Rebbe would say on the Pasuk, Im Choloichafa, with you I don't want with you, I want you. I don't want your Gan Eden, I don't want your Olam Haba, I want you. In other words, the Alter Rebbe is saying, why should a Jew, a lot of people do mitzvahs to go to Gan Eden, Olam Haba. The Alter Rebbe says, why are you wasting your time with that? I don't want Gan Eden, I want you. How do you get you? Mitzvahs in this world gets you. What do I want Gan Eden? I should do mitzvahs in this world for a secondary thing down up there in Gan Eden. Why should I do it for a secondary? I might as well do it down here, Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah. The Alter Rebbe says, what did the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says? Chai mitzvah mitzvah. Simply, the reward of the mitzvah means you get a mitzvah gereris mitzvah. That's what the Mishnah said before. Mitzvah gereris mitzvah. Why should chai mitzvah mitzvah? Which means the reward of a mitzvah is you're going to be able to do another mitzvah. So simply means it's a chain reaction. The Alter Rebbe says, no. Chai mitzvah mitzvah, the reward of the mitzvah is the mitzvah. Because that's an essential bond. Versus a Gan Eden, which is only imcha, with you, a revelation of you. I don't want to revelate, I want you.
Forget about Gan Eden.
Yeah. Well, it depends. Like we said, if you want to go for the company, you go to Gan Eden. You want to go for the weather, you go to Gan Eden. She'en yimile b'shamayim. I mean, uchvil, okay. What the Mittal Rebbe says, she'en yemili b'shemayim, the level of mili b'shemayim, koy abchina seva v'akloli. What is a mili? Koy abchina seva v'akloli lifnei atzimtzum. It's the level of seva kol almin of higher than Tzimtzum. I'll explain in a second. Val Pizem, Movin Shadivri, what Al Rebbe says. Ich will Gonit. I don't want you Gan Eden. I don't want you Bashamayim. Gamagolu Yaman the Chinayim Lifnei HaTzimtzum. The Al Rebbe didn't even want the level of Elokus Lifnei HaTzimtzum. Because revelation of Or in Sof Lifnei HaTzimtzum is still Or. It's still Seviv Kolam. Okimish Messiah mitfilos is Al Rebbe used to finish. Ich will men et adich alein. Atzmos muhus, which is the concept of Elo v'lei midaisov, shakavanu le'atzmos muhus is to the essence of Hashem. So what's the Rebbe, again, practically bringing it down to earth? What does it mean that Arin Tzav is l'mata mata adin tachlis? That down here, Hashem limited his essence. He limited his essence in a way that we can connect to it by Torah mitzvahs. And then we are connecting ourselves not to the lifnei atzimtzum of Hashem, like he says in the Alter Rebbe. We want only Hashem.
Because of the commandments?
The reason why we're able to command and to connect is because we were commanded. If you wouldn't be commanded, you can't connect. Therefore, if a guy comes along, you meet many times Jews that say, I don't need mitzvahs to connect to myself. I connect, I have my own, you know, me and God, we have our own language. We communicate that. But many people say that. But that's a ridiculous statement to say. Because there's no way finite can reach infinite. It's just impossible mathematically. Whatever you do is finite. Whatever you're going to do is limited. There's no way in the world you could tap into, even not forget the essence of Hashem. You can't even tap into the infinite of Hashem. So it's not going to work. The only way it works is because Hashem commanded us. Mitzvah, binding. And the Rebbe says many times that the mem means continuous also. Mitzvah is tzave would mean it's the level of because Hashem commanded us to do it and we do it, that itself connects us to the infinite. Without Him commanding us to do it, it ain't happening. Yeah, but not in the level we do after Matan Torah. What? The board is on what?
Ignorance.
No. Ignorance is bliss. There's Shlomo HaMelech says in the Pasuk, Pesi Yamin L'chol Dover. A fool believes everything.
No, I'm not talking about that.
I am talking about it. One second. And the Medrash says, who is Shlomo HaMelech referring to? The Medrash says, Zemeshe Rabbeinu. Who is the fool that believes everything? Is Meshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Medrash says. Meshe Rabbeinu was Chochma Vatzilis. He was no fool. He was no idiot. Okay? So why does the Pasuk say, Pesi Yam L'chol Davar? Because Seichel contradicts Emunah even.
Yes.
He says the greatness of Meshe Rabbeinu was that when it came to Hashem, he felt like a fool, meaning he realized he understood nothing of Hashem. He has only the emunah and belief in Hashem. That's not stupidity. It's not foolishness. When a person does a mitzvah with a real emunah, they don't know what in the world they're doing. They do it because that's the way they were taught by their parents and grandmothers and grandfathers, and that's what they were taught by. That is the real level of relationship with Hashem. It's not bordering on stupidity or foolishness. On the contrary, it's infinitely greater than Seichel.
You're saying exactly what I wanted to say in a nicer
way. Yeah, except the opposite way.
No, again, we always say we value the innocent and pure emunah over one that is so cognizant of every word that he says.
Correct.
So
No.
Before that, you were saying that it's so foolish if somebody unlearned it says, listen, I have a relationship with God. You discounted that approach.
Yeah, because that's what you're doing. That's you believing in yourself, worshiping yourself.
Oh, so as long as what you do is somewhat consistent with our tradition.
Not tradition.
Our Masoreto.
No. Torah mitzvahs. Tradition is good for fiddler.
So what you're saying is that you really have to learn to play the instrument and not just add it. Just do whatever you feel like.
The way we connect Hashem is by doing a simple mitzvah.
Say it again?
The way we connect Hashem is by doing a simple mitzvah with blind faith.
Not what you feel like.
No.
Yes. He said, wrap a cow on your arm to connect, so you do that. If he said, put a chicken on your head, you would do that.
We do it. But this is the connection. Now, there's a second aspect. Hashem Sadai is faculty of a human, is intellect. I want you to understand also. But that's level two. Level one is Nasa. We're going to do blind faith. And then level two, after you have that, you know,
anchored,
so then you come to level two. But your level two without level one is worthless. Because your intellect can never reach it, no matter what. God doesn't understand it. God doesn't understand it. Because it's stupidity.
You can't tell him that, can you?
Yes, you could. As long as people don't tell it to you.